Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Monument Park.
Woo!
Woo!
I'm Andrew Burns, joined as always by Kun Shah. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks. How about you?
Pretty good. Yankees have won each of their first three series on the year, and they've done so two out of three each time, which I applaud them for their workmanlike consistency, at least in the early goings.
Yes, they're nothing if not consistent, apparently.
Yeah, like, hey, you know what? You win. It's a baseball cliche for a reason, but you take two out of three all year, you're going to have a really good year. So, you know, keep doing that.
Or start taking three out of three and just
whoa,
do that.
Whoa, calm down there, sir. Let's not be too aggressive.
It's just an idea.
Yeah, well, apparently it's working out for the freaking Tampa Bay Rays so far.
Yeah, but... and they're like not just like winning close games, they're just like owning every facet of the game, apparently.
Yeah, and like, yes, it's true, they've played the Tigers, the A's, and the Nationals. So it's like, good job, guys. But also, you can only play who is on your schedule, and not every team would win all nine games in such a decisive fashion, you know? So it's more just annoying than anything else, but whatever.
Their last two games, they played the A's, right?
Yeah.
And they won both those games 11-0, is that
right?
That's correct. Like, I'm looking at it, and I don't believe it.
Way to go, Oakland A's. Dear God, what is that team?
Yeah. And, like, the Rays have scored double-digit runs 1, 2, 3, 4 times this season already, and they have 9 runs for a fifth game, so that's something what you want.
Yeah, they are clobbering. They play the Red Sox, so we'll see what happens at their undefeated streak. But, I mean, longest undefeated streak to begin a season in 20 years, so whatever.
I'd say congrats, but I hate them, so...
Hey, you know what? You know what? Here's a fun fact for you that we can delight in. The last team to start 9-0 was the 2003 Royals, who missed the playoffs. And the team that had the best start in baseball history at 13-0 was the 1987 Brewers, who also missed the playoffs. So they're doomed.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's a slam dunk prophecy. Never mind that these are a different wild card eras. But
We don't need to focus on that. Yeah. Let's just focus on the facts.
Hey, it's true. Anywho, screw the Rays. We're talking about the Yankees. They are a fun baseball team also. And they have gone 6-3, as we mentioned, in total, and 3-2 since our last pod. They ended up taking 2 out of 3 from the Phillies, and then after losing the opening game in Baltimore on Friday night, they won back-to-back games on Saturday and Sunday. And I was in attendance on Saturday, so I was glad to see them not screw up.
Yes, it's always nice when they don't screw up.
Yeah.
And they should continue to not. Was that the game when that was yesterday, right? You said you were there?
No, Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Was that the one where Giancarlo just basically said, screw your wall?
Oh, yeah. He homered over the wall. And just like, okay.
He's like, you can move it back even further if you want.
It is really funny how far that wall is. And he's just like, nah, we're good.
I'll just flick it. Like, boop.
Yeah, if I was the Orioles hitter, I'd be so annoyed about that wall. Like, that happened, I think, on Sunday in particular to both Austin Hayes and Ryan Mountcastle, where they had balls that were in that, like, area where it would have been a home run a couple years ago, and instead it was just a fly ball, and they're just like...
Yeah, it's funny to see, like, the Yankees, like, Giancarlo, like, taking advantage of that, and then, like, you know, because we still hear those stupid comments about the Yankee Stadium and, like, the bandbox, and it's like, well, it affects both teams. Like, you know, your players can hit it there, too, and it's the same thing, except your players can't hit it over there in Baltimore.
Yeah, gotta be... Got to be beefier, obviously. Yeah. Or you got to be like Adley Rutschman and just never not get a hit, you know?
Well, yeah, that's a thing.
Great. Sheesh.
Yeah. Luckily, he's on Baltimore, so, like, I don't hate him.
No,
his team. They're just there. They're along for the ride.
Yeah. I never hated Manny Machado. I never really hated Chris Davis. Like, Adley Rutschman can be Adley Rutschman in Baltimore. Odds are they will not extend him. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the odds are in the favor of that.
Which would be a shame for Baltimore fans, but a pleasure for me personally.
It would be a shame for Baltimore fans, but also they're Baltimore fans, so...
Yeah.
It's the card they drew. The hand they were dealt. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a proper expression, not the card they drew. That's not a thing.
Well, now it is. Speaking of a good card to draw, Aaron Judge.
He is still good at baseball.
Yeah, two dingers on Sunday afternoon led the Yankees to the win then. And another one where it was like, it didn't go over the wall, but it went into like the bullpen next to the wall. It's like, hey, whatever, it counts. And then he hit another one too. So, yeah.
Yeah, that one to dead center was just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Good thing, as you have in your notes, he's still really good at baseball.
Yes, and he's got 70 more to go.
Yeah. Hey, and Giancarlo is apparently in the race this time, so, you know.
Yeah, I would love for them to just keep going back and forth and competing with each other, and maybe, hey, they'll both get 74.
Ooh, live large. Come on, you can do it.
It's been a while since I've had expectations for Giancarlo, but I'm starting to get back there.
And, hey, they're still trailing Brian Reynolds and Pete Alonso, who both have 5 home runs, so, you know, pick it up, guys.
Hey, they're not even the best hitters on their own team.
That's true.
Thank you, Mr. Franchi Cordero.
Yeah, all right. Let's get into this. Franchi Cordero just shows up sort of like Jose Trevino last year, like basically right before opening day, and expectations low. But he's, you know, anytime he's been in the lineup, he's done a pretty good job.
Hey, he is your 2023 Yankees OPS and OPS Plus leader. So,
hey, that's a fact. That is a, who knows how long this will remain a fact, but it is a fact at the moment.
We will ignore the fact that he's had like 25 less at bats that are plate appearances than Aaron Judge, who is the actual leader. But no, it's Franchi's team. So give up your seat.
Yeah. And honestly, it's just good deployment of his skills because he's a lefty hitter who really cannot hit lefty pitchers at all. So they're like, you know what? Let's just have you mash whenever there's a righty out there, especially during this early period when they're still waiting for Harrison Bader to come back. There are some questions at the outfield. So yeah, Franchi, go out there.
Yeah, it's better than other options that they have.
Yeah. Hey, I saw it happened. I saw an Aaron Hicks RBI single. It was grounded up the middle into a hole, but whatever, it counts.
Somehow that makes the whole thing even more depressing.
Yeah.
Like I think somebody in the Pinstripe Alley comments like mentioned it. I think it might have been Harlan. It was like, I get why they don't cut him because there's just really no benefit to it right now, because you know they're still waiting for Bader to come back and all that. Like, there's no real urgency or need to cut him besides he's taking up a roster spot, but like, who is that roster spot going to go to, I guess, is the issue. But yeah, it's just depressing, and I'm over it being a thing.
Yeah, it's just weird because his role is basically like vanishing, like Marty McFly in Back to the Future. Like, because they have Franchi around to be the backup outfielder who could hit off the bench. And they were turning in, I think it was on Friday night, they turned to Isaiah Kiner-Falefa as a pinch hit option over Hicks, and then left IKF in the game in the eighth. And it's like, well, I mean, if you're not going to use Hicks as a pinch hitter, which I don't know is even the best idea there, but if you're not going to use him there, then why is he here?
Yeah. Also, like, Aaron Boone's quote about that was just absolutely depressing.
Oh, God, yeah. It's like, we're not looking for him. It's like an on-base situation, maybe.
Well, I think it was the opposite, right? He was like, we were looking for a hit, not an on-base situation, which...
Yeah.
If you're looking for a hit and you're turning to Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, I don't know what you're doing here.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who has zero hits so far, mind you.
Yes, compared to Aaron Hicks's one.
Hey, the hit for Hicks came the day after, so at the time they were equal.
Yes.
But... Yeah, also Willie Calhoun is on the team now just to hang out while Josh Donaldson's on the IL, and because they didn't want to call Peraza up to only play like every few days. And he was also dealing with a hamstring thing, apparently. So whatever, yeah. Willie Calhoun's just here too to also be someone who might play over Aaron.
Right, yeah. And like, I think you mentioned this in your post about like just the roster moves, but like, they don't really need another infielder right now.
Not really, you
have
yeah.
Cabrera, who could play everywhere on the infield. You have DJ, who could play everywhere besides shortstop. Mm-hmm. Volpe can play, obviously, is the shortstop, but he can also move over to second. Rizzo's there. Like, you don't need another infielder right now. An outfielder, yeah, because, well, again, you're literally throwing IKF out in center field, and that's just not an idea. Yeah. I'm not even going to say it's a good idea. It's just not an idea, but they're doing it.
Yeah, they just, yeah, this is our backup center fielder. It's Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. What's up?
Yeah, so...
But he's another guy who can theoretically play the infield in this interim role, too.
I should probably have mentioned that when I listed everybody.
Yeah, like, he's not going to be great, but he's someone you can stick out there, so... And that's probably the role the IKF is best served for at this point, you know?
I have just reserved him as ICF in my head, so...
Yeah, he is out there being a center fielder, and it's like, okay, sure, whatever.
Correct.
I don't you really endorse exist. This. But whatever.
Yeah. Just by the end of the year, one of IKF or Aaron Hicks can no longer be on the Yankees roster.
Yeah.
Probably both, but...
You would hope so.
But they both cannot be on this roster at the end of the season.
That'd be sad. Well, yeah. let's hope that Harrison Bader heals up in a hurry. It seems like he's making progress, but, you know, you can only make progress until you're actually back.
Yeah.
Great proverb.
You can only make progress until you're back.
Yes. Copyright.
Andrew Mearns, Yogi Berra.
Yeah. It me, Yogi. We should talk about the pitching, which has mostly done a pretty good job. Clay Holmes has had a really good couple games, especially the last two games of the Orioles series. He saved both of them, made the ninth innings very easy. And as Josh wrote about, I think it was yesterday, Clay Holmes is going to be very important to this team. He was important anyway, but especially during this period where they're also down some relievers too. They lost Jonathan Loaisiga over the weekend, and they had to move Tommy Canley to the 60 IL, so he's not coming back anytime soon. Lou Trevino is not coming back till May. A whole bunch of other dudes just kind of question marks. Like, King has been up and down, more down, but his most recent game was fine. So there's a lot of pressure on Clay Holmes to really step up and be the bullpen ace right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Some encouraging signs from Michael King. We got a vintage Michael King outing, if we want to call it that. I don't know if any Michael King outing can be vintage because, you know, he's still fairly new. But yeah, I mean, two innings pitched, three strikeouts, no runs. So, you know, I'll take it. You know, hopefully it's you know, his first two games were just like whatever, and we get more of this coming forward, but obviously makes sense to be a little bit hesitant until you see more of that. Like, again, in the long term, I think we both believe he'll be fine and good, but just right now you want to be a little cautious. So Clay Holmes just all that more important.
Exactly. And they do still have like Wandy Peralta, Ron Marinaccio out there too. So it's not exactly like the Yankees are dealing with a, mid to 2010s Tigers bullpen situation here. Like they are still a good group, but it's just something to track, especially like when on Friday the bullpen just did not have a good day. It was a lot of blown leads. Not some great stuff from like Albert Abreu.
Hey, 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 hey. He is your bullpen war leader, Albert Abreu. I'll have you
Yeah,
know.
that is a whole thing that Albert Abreu, his stats are always way better than he actually looks.
I know.
I
It's
don't know
so
what it is.
funny.
And I know like over the weekend there were some things where like, he gave up like when he came into the game for Nestor on Sunday, he al immediately allowed a hit that allowed both inherited runners to score, and he's like, ERA is free for me. So,
Yeah,
because
exactly.
he got the next two guys. So. What a guy. But
On a side note, he has a very unfortunate picture on Baseball Reference.
yeah, they didn't really do him any favors there. That's very rude of you, Sean Foreman.
am sorry to Albert Abreu and the whole family who is listening.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But on a better note for pitching, Johnny Brito came back up, pitched another good start, honestly. That was the one on Saturday that I saw. And he got into some trouble in the first inning there. Looked like he might unravel a bit, but he only allowed the one run and then went on to pitch four more scoreless innings and got another win. So, hey, got the dub.
Yeah. I mean, I think, especially with the injuries and all that, I think he's going to be here for a little while and he's earned his chance. So hopefully he continues to make the most of it. But yeah, it's been fun. He is one of the, him, Nestor, and Gerrit Cole are the fun parts of the rotation. Clark Schmidt
Yeah.
has not been fun.
No, Clark Schmidt really got torched by the
Yeah.
Orioles and was
Domingo
not
Hermann's
particularly
is
good in
never
his first
fun.
start either. So
Yeah.
he's got some work to do. And like even Boone alluded to that in the post game. He's like, yeah, it's just about like not a lot of command, needs to hit the spots more. And this it's part of like growing as a starting pitcher, which he's done only sort of inconsistently the past few years because of how the Yankees have had to jerk his role around from like, oh, sometimes you're in the bullpen, oh, sometimes you're starting in AAA, to oh, sometimes we have you for spot start in the majors. So,
Right.
I don't blame him, but it is just a little, it's a bit of a bummer to see. I think he will figure it out in the short term, and they're going to keep giving him chances because like they still are waiting on him. Both Rodon and Seve to get back. That seems like it's still at least a few weeks from happening. So, we're going to see more Schmidt. Maybe we'll turn it around.
Yeah, hopefully it's not total Schmidt.
Yeah, that's Bull Schmidt.
But yeah, no.
Jokes.
Yeah, they really don't have many other options. So he, like you said, he's going to get his chances. Hopefully, he starts to figure it out. I think you said it'll be fine in the long term. And then Domingo Herman's just not fun, no matter what. But whatever.
Yeah, he didn't have a good first start either. Although it was kind of he struck out eight guys too, but he also gave up some tanks. So
Which
that
is Domingo Herman.
no, it's true. And he will have I'm writing about this because I'm doing the game thread tonight for Yankees Guardians because Domingo Herman is starting them too. He at least gets to start against a team that does not really hit a lot of home runs, but still got to be careful. Jose Ramirez, Josh Bell is not going to go homerless forever. Josh Naylor too, also good. So we will see. This is better mashup than this first start was. So perhaps Domingo Herman will rebound there, but he's still not a guy I never really have a lot of confidence in.
Like, even when he pitches well or pitches fine, like he's still just not fun.
Yeah, he's like, okay.
That's my instant analysis on Domingo. Just
Yeah.
meh.
Which is like your classic back of the rotation dude. That's his role. That's his purpose. Okay.
Yep.
Please don't get crushed by the Guardians. That's all we ask.
Don't ask for much, but yes.
So that's what's going on, Yankees. Any other immediate injuries or other Yankees news?
Any other immediate injuries?
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so. I mean, that's kind of pretty much it. I mean, Volpe's kind of struggled a little bit, but the Yankees do seem like they're going to keep just giving him every opportunity to figure it out, at least for right now. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I almost saw him
He did.
homer.
Yes. A
He,
triple was fun.
yeah, oh yeah, it went high up. Looked like it was gonna go over the fence, but it hit the side fence, the scoreboard, and then Volpe just, casually got a triple out of that when I think most players would have been like just chucking into second base. So
Yeah.
that I mean, I love a good triple where it's just like all speed is on display, and it's not just like someone in the outfield screwing up. It's just, pure speed.
That's what makes it fun, right? Because like it, I mean, when you see the outfielder just misplaying the ball or whatever, the guy advancing to third, and then the scorer just deciding whether it's an error or a triple is whatever. But when the guy just legitimately earns it because of his wield, that's just always fun to watch. I think even Michael Kay was like a little bit surprised. He's like, "Oh yeah, Volpe will get this. Oh, he's actually going there. Oh yeah, he's in there."
Oh, that was easy. Yeah, just a little bit different from like, was it the first or second game of the season where DJ LeMahieu hit one to center that Brandon Marsh just straight up whiffed, and yeah. he got like a triple. I forget if it scored a triple or a single and double error, but the same sort of idea though.
I think it was initially scored like a double and an error or something like that, but then it was eventually changed to a triple somehow.
All right, cool.
Like, sure, that's a thing.
Yeah, scoring is very weird in the outfield. Like, I still remember it's like 2010 or something, Jeter hit a fly ball to center that whoever the Blue Jays center fielder was completely lost in the sun. He never touched it, and it just like sailed behind him, and Jeter rounded the bases on an inside the park home run. But like,
wasn't that the one where like the I think it was against the Royals, right? And like, didn't the dude like break his hand or something?
No, I think you're thinking of David DeJesus. That was like another time, I think, but that also happened.
Because I thought that was in 2010, because I think that's my first game I ever attended. When I saw whoever, like, it was against the, I think it was against the Royals, and like whoever the outfielder was, like, broke his hand, and Derek Jeter ended up getting credited with the inside the park home run.
Maybe it was like.
But I could just be mixing memories, because yeah. I've been known to do that.
How dare you?
How dare you?
No, okay, so that did happen, but I think this Blue Jays thing also happened some other, it may have also been that year. So good
classic
memory,
Derek
I guess.
Jeter. Fox analyst.
Yes, or something. I don't even know. All right. Now that we talked about Volpe for 2 seconds and then 2010 memories for 50 seconds or whatever it was.
Yes.
Let's take an ad break and we'll be right back.
Boom, boom, boom.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. So we no longer rely on the cringe war that we did last week for the BRF top 12, because BRF has added war. Very valuable for, you know, 10 games into the season or whatever, but it's there. And it's more useful than cringe just throwing out random names. It's like, eh, I think these seems okay.
I think Nestor Cortez's cleats are sad that they will no longer be mentioned. But hey, maybe I'll give everyone an end of year update at the end of the regular season on Good War.
Right, we eagerly await it. All right.
And that's if either one of me or you remember this.
Yeah, that's
chances are low. Chances are highly low.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go through our baseball reference war leaders. Atop of the list is Gerrit Cole, who has been phenomenal without Billy Crystal affecting his life.
Phew.
Following him is Aaron Judge, who basically these two are exactly who you expect to see at the top two, probably for the whole remainder of the year. And if not, something has either gone extremely right with somebody else or something has gone extremely wrong.
Yeah, it's like the old Fangraphs principle of like the season doesn't begin until whenever Mike Trout is number one on the Fangraphs war leaderboard.
Right, exactly.
Like, I guess he could update now for like Ohtani or something like that, but same sort of idea. If it's Cole or Judge, that makes sense. If it's someone else, then...
Something weird's going on, and most likely not good. But then it gets fun. So after Cole and Judge, you have Johnny Brito, Gleyber Torres, Franchy Cordero, hell yeah, And my theory as to why this wasn't available last week is because they were just waiting for him to accumulate some more and be on this list, because otherwise true. It would just not be fair. So that's why we have the list now.
Vive la France.
Yes, exactly. Following him is Nestor Cortez, Albert Abreu, apparently.
Inexplicably, one might argue.
Giancarlo Stanton, Wandy Peralta, Ron Marinaccio, DJ LeMahieu, and Anthony Rizzo, who has just been like quietly good and solid. I think it's just like he's just been there chugging along like this rest of the day. And then just we haven't mentioned him really at all, but he's been fine. He's been good.
I mean, that's the stage of his career where he's at. You know, he's not going to be like, you know, top of the Sports Center highlights, but, you know, he's going to play good first base. He's going to deposit some dingers into the short porch, and he's going to be Aaron Judge's BFF, I guess. So,
yeah, as long as him and Aaron Judge are BFFs, their dogs are BFFs, and Anthony Rizzo continues to give us an OPS plus around 140, I'm good.
Vital. Wow. No respect for Clay Holmes, I guess.
Clay Holmes, does he have an OPS plus?
Oh, I was just talking about like on the BRF top 12.
Oh, that's even me. I was like, what do I do?
No. Hey, yeah, you're not respecting how much Clay Holmes can really slug it.
Clay Holmes is in the top 10 of Cringe War, but we have decided not to mention that anymore. So whose fault is that, Andrew Mearns?
Yeah, that's true. And if we want to go Fangraphs War, apparently Ron Marinaccio is third in the majors with 0.3 war. So he's the real most valuable reliever, Albert Abreu.
Just any excuse to like shine the truth about Albert Abreu, I guess.
Yeah, although the downside is that number five on the major league list is Aroldis Chapman.
Oh God,
Royals legend, as we all remember.
Yes, yes. Where will he end up to end the season is the real question, because there's no shot in hell he's actually finishing the season there.
I'm gonna go Rays just somehow.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Ugh, that'll be
it. Well, it will be, but fitting.
Maybe he'll give up a big season-ending dinger.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah. Like Corey Kluber did last year for them. Remember that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a thing.
He gave up the Oscar Gonzalez Cleveland walk-off.
Yeah. And now he's in the Red Sox ace.
Yeah. Red Sox sweeping the pathetic Tigers over the weekend, who, again, inexplicably took 2-3 from the Astros in Houston. So I don't understand the Tigers.
And this is after the Red Sox got swept by the Pirates.
Yeah. What a weird time this is.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm over it.
All right. All right. We've tangented enough. I think let's start wrapping this up with the Yankee and Manfred of the week.
Woo!
All right. Who's your Yankee of the week?
I'm going to go with John Sterling. I was a little disappointed when Franchi hit his first home run and saw that
John Sterling was not prepared.
Yeah, although it has happened in the past for like these like random people that like you don't expect to have like a big role or anything like that. Like he's definitely just been a little bit like late to the game or just didn't care enough because he didn't know what was going on. But man, did he come back with an all-timer. You can bet the Franchi on Franchi.
Yeah, he was just like, you know what? I missed the first time, but I am not going to the next.
Yeah. Like, very rarely has he missed it and then come back with such a great, great call. You know, they'll always be solid or whatever, but, like, that was an all-timer, and I am here for it, and I hope we hear that 70 more times this year.
Yeah, I'm still partial to if he wanted to go with Vive la France, but I suppose we will go with Bit the Ranchi on Franchi, which is its own.
It's just so much more ridiculous. Yeah, exactly. It's just so much more ridiculous. Like, Vive la France, I would have been fine with. I would have been perfectly good with. But, and then Franchi probably would have gotten my Yankee of the week. But, yeah, no, John Sterling, you've earned it this time. Way to come back.
Hey, that is very fair. That is very fair. For my Yankee of the week, I'm going to go with Giancarlo Stanton making the Camden Yards wall look silly and pointless. And yeah, homering for me, which I think he's actually done for like a few games in a row that I've attended, which are granted are kind of stretched out because I'm not based in New York or anything like that. So it's more sporadic, but I've consistently seen some Giancarlo dingers and I applaud him for it.
Yes. Good job. It's always nice to make the fans happy.
Yeah. He wanted to impress me. And for that, I thank Giancarlo for his noble service. quick guess. How many career home runs do you think Giancarlo Stanton has?
375. 475. I don't know.
You were really close with the first one. It's 381. So,
oh, okay.
He's creeping up.
Did it go to 475? How the hell did I end up there?
I don't know. I mean, you just went like 375 to 475, but very real chance he gets to 400 this season, though, which would be cool.
That would be cool and fun.
Just has to, you know, do that whole stay healthy thing and not collapse in the second half. So we'll see.
Would be nice.
Yeah. I still believe. I still believe he's good. He's a good hitter, if you ask me.
I don't know if anybody was, but I'll ask you. Do you think he's a good hitter?
I think so. I think he has a chance to stick around in this league.
You heard it here first, folks.
You know, last year was the lowest OPS plus of his career for a season, and it was still 114. So
yes. Yeah, but, which is why, like, I never get, like, people being down on Giancarlo Stanton. It makes no sense.
No, I understand the people who are frustrated when he doesn't stay healthy, but that's just the name of the
different
game.
Thing. Yeah. No, that 100% I get with. And I get like, last year, because he was obviously playing hurt, like, it just wasn't, like, the second half just wasn't productive. But to just overall be down on him or think he's not a good player is just absolutely ridiculous and shows me I shouldn't have a conversation with you about anything in life.
Yeah, and if you're still really concerned about the contract, remember that the Marlins are still paying like $10 million per year. So
yeah,
Hal, like, will be fine.
Yeah, we'll be and okay. There's not that much left on it or whatever compared to, it's not a $300 million contract anymore.
No, it's winding down. He's probably winding down his career soon, so just enjoy the massive dingers while he's still capable of doing so, you know.
Please and thank you.
Speaking of old guys hitting dingers, I saw Nelson Cruz homer in Atlanta last night.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Did you know he was DHing with the Padres?
I did, because you quizzed me on something not too long ago. I think just not on our podcast, but in our Slack. And then I happened to remember that he was on the Padres.
Yeah. Him and Matt Carpenter just DHing together.
Yes.
What a weird team.
It really is. But
a good team, but a really weird team.
Go Dads.
Yeah, dad life. We support the dads in the National League, always.
Very much so.
The one pro team left in San Diego.
Yeah. But, like, I'm just remembering, they have Manny Machado signed to an extension. They got Fernando Tatis to, they agreed to him. Then they signed Xander Bogaerts. Like, what the hell is going on there? It's weird, and I love it.
Yeah, they extended Yu Darvish when he was already, like, 36 for, like, 6 years. And it's like, you know what? We love you, Darvish, so get your money, man.
100%.
And they also just signed, they extended Jake Cronenworth right before opening day, too, I think.
Right, yeah. You know what? I'm just going to say it again. Go Dads.
Yeah, they're doing the Braves thing of extending everyone, except all their extensions are, like, huge money.
Yes. And, you know, I respect it more than the Braves thing, which is like, hey, 19-year-old kid, here's, like, $12 for the next 12 years.
That was more Ozzy Albies. They've been, the ones since then have been a little bit more normal.
Yeah, whatever.
The Acuna one's not great either, but whatever.
they stick out a little bit more.
Yeah. But another team where it's just like, okay, those guys are just going to be there forever. Anywho, we're getting sidetracked again.
Us? No, never.
No. All right, go Manfred of the week.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to go Anthony Volpe.
Wow, it's villain.
Yeah. I'm going to inspire him. Anthony, I know you're listening. Prove me wrong next week.
You're going to antagonize him like you did with the judge at those times last year.
Yeah, and it didn't work, apparently, because he did not get to 74.
No, you blew it.
He betrayed me. I betrayed myself. But anyway, since we last recorded, he's gotten a grand total of 2 hits. One of those was that triple and 1 walk. Besides that, he's got 8 strikeouts, and it's just not been good. But yeah, hopefully he turns things around. Anthony Volpe.
We still have confidence in him.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm not, like, down on him at all. Just to clarify. Volpe family, I know you're listening. I still love him, but...
I still love your son.
I love your son! I wish he was my son.
Make it really weird.
Hey, man, if I'm going to make it weird, I'm going to go all in.
Hey, that's fair. For my Manfred of the week, I'm just going to go Josh Donaldson, because he sucked, then got hurt, and caused some weird roster stuff, so whatever.
You know, I almost gave him my Yankee of the week just for being going on the idol.
Yankee of the week for getting injured.
I don't have to see your face. Congratulations.
Yankee of the week to Josh Donaldson's hamstring for being like, I don't want to play.
Yeah. I don't want to.
No. Every time, like, I was writing about his injury, too, I was reminded that he's, like, 37, which is...
Yeah, he's old.
Deceptively just, old.
Yeah. Then, like, but then, like, I look at whenever he plays, and he just has, like, just straight gray hair, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you are old.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what happens when you're, like, sort of a late bloomer, because he wasn't really good with the A's until he was, like, in his late 20s, so...
Yeah, and then they traded him for nothing.
Yeah, the A's. If you ask us, some questionable management strategies.
Yeah. See, if I was giving them a grade as a team, I would not give them an A. Mm.
I saw James Caprillion getting pulverized by the Rays, by the way, the weekend. That guy, poor dude.
Yeah.
And it seems like Ken Waldichuk may be going down that path, too.
At least Ken Waldichuk doesn't have a caged bull nickname following him.
Oh, God.
Which I might be the only one who remembers. But...
Yeah, I have no memories of that.
I think it was Brian Cashman called him the caged bull when he was still with the Yankees organization, was waiting to be unleashed or some crap like that.
Sure. Has been unleashed. And the end result is 11.17 ERA this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof. Best of luck to Grandmaster Cap.
It's almost like the Yankees knew what they were doing.
I guess so. Unfortunately, they only got Sonny Gray in return.
Yeah.
Anywho.
But hey, I consider that trade a win because it gave me one of my favorite news headlines for Pinstripe Alley.
What was that?
It was after his first game where the defense let him down. It was NYY News. Sonny's D doesn't delight.
Great. All right. That I think.
There in the history of the internet.
All right. Time to wrap this up. Yankees again playing Cleveland tonight. Then they host a 4-game set against the Twins. So keep an eye on what might happen in further Yankees Twins weirdo news over the weekend. Will they take all four? Possibly, but more likely I'm going to go 3 out of 4.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, I think they'll take 2 out of 3in Cleveland too. Just keep that streak going.
Yeah, keep winning series.
Yes,
sweep them if you must. But
this is our analysis. Win series.
Yes, baseball is better when the Yankees win games.
Yeah. We may end up recording before next week or not, but if we don't, next week there's an Angels series after an off day on Monday. That's by a Yankee Stadium as well. So Shohei and Mike Trout come to town.
Yay!
Shohei Claus is coming to town.
Woo! And hopefully he just stays.
Yes.
I don't want to go back to the LA or Anaheim or wherever they technically play.
Outside Disney.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you can follow us on Twitter at Podman Park, at Mearns PSA, at Pinstripe Alley, and? I'm just waiting for you to say something. I don't know.
Oh. I thought we were bringing back the whole, like, random question thing. I'm just going to go with my dog is awesome.
At my dog is awesome. Yes. I bet that is a Twitter account, actually. Let's do
a quick search.
My dog is awesome. Yes, apparently it is someone named Duncan Young, although apparently he's retweeted some old Tom Brady Bucks stuff, so actually don't follow that account.
Never mind.
This is not dogs.
Okay. Well, true, your dog is awesome, but you are not.
Got his ass. All right. Okay, so let's go Yankees, and we'll talk to you next week.
Woo!